Okay, everybody, you know what time it is. Let me go ahead and do it now. Okay, I know y'all been waiting. I have been waiting. We are now together. We get to Dish, Episode 3, Game of Thrones, The Long Night. And long, it certainly was, okay? But every moment was everything that you could have wanted as a Throny who has been waiting for this final battle, before this battle with the Night Army, the Night King, and all the folks up at Winterfell, the living versus the dead, all right? Now, speaking of the dead, Liam is here. Yay!
Hello, everybody.
Liam and I have been on the road. We were just in Palm Springs for White Party Palm Springs, the 30th anniversary, which was shmazing. Super fun. We performed and did a fun show out there with all the dancers and everything. And then we hopped a plane. Literally, we drove for 2 hours from Palm Springs after the show at 2 a.m., to New York, jumped on an overnight, no, I guess it was just a flight, jumped on a flight from LA to New York, got here, did an event last night in New York, and then finally got back to the hotel, found the old HBO Go service on the computer, and was like, okay, baby, we about to watch this episode. Because when you're on the road, you know, you don't have the luxury always. I didn't want to watch it on the iPad. I didn't want to watch it on my phone. I wanted this battle, this ultimate epic battle showdown to be on the big screen. So, you know, we got it all together with thank you HBO Go. Although, let me go ahead and give a disclaimer, you might not want to watch one of your favorite shows at like 2 a.m, okay? It's just, especially when it's going to be a 91-minute epic battle, you might not want to start it at 2 a.m. with a service that, because of the Wi-Fi in the hotel, I believe was just, it just kept buffering. Over and over. I thought I was back in 1999, okay? We were watching, and then 5 minutes in, it'd be like, buffer. So you'd have to wait. So just to share with you guys, yeah, I didn't get to see it in the most epic way. I'm going to go watch it again so I can have an uninterrupted nonstop. But I got it. Trust me. Even if I fell asleep, baby, I woke up, I rewinded, I rebuffered, and I am fully ready to talk about the long night. Are we ready, Liam?
Yes, it was so good. I actually stayed up through the whole thing, through the buffers and all.
You know, I have a very demanding life, okay? How dare you? It was the long night. It was the battle we'd all been waiting for. And it starts with, you know, there was like 10 minutes of anticipation in the beginning. The buildup was everything. Like, you just saw all the characters that we know and that we love preparing for battle. And it was, Liam, I gotta be honest, I was nervous.
Me too, and I don't even watch the show like that.
I was nervous. We were nervous because it was just like you knew that this had been coming, but you didn't know how it was going to end. And Liam and I, and you guys remember, we all together here on the podcast had our predictions about who was going to die and who was going to live. And I hate to jump right into it, but I'm going to go on to it. Okay, so we've seen it. We've all seen it together, so we can jump around and play like we like to play. Now, who was going to live and who died? Well, I got to give me my props. I called it Theon to the house. Mm-hmm. She's late. She's did his thing, okay? Theon out. And in seeing that, I was like, you know, we knew Theon had his moment of redemption. He came back to Winterfell, his home, and he was like, I'm going to guard Bran. And we all know that Theon, even though, you know, he has shown himself to go out there and rescue Yara, you know, he led the Iron People to go out there and get Yara and bring them back. But, yeah, not the best warrior, right?
No, not at all.
No, but Theon had his moment, and even Bran gave him that moment of like, thank you, Theon, you a good man. That might as well say, all right, bitch, goodbye, you dead. Hit it, sister, this your final scene.
Yes.
When Bran tells you thank you and good night, it was a wrap. So, but I didn't really get Theon's, I know that the goal was him to go after the Night King and to protect Bran, but like, you see the Night King coming around the corner, okay? Night King come walking around. He's got the two army men, you know, the Night army men flanking him, the one with the long perm and the other one, right? And then he comes around and he's walking like Beyonce from the Lose My Breath music video. They, you know, remember when they march into front?
From the Beyonce video?
Yes, from the one for Lose My Breath, Destiny's Child. Well, I
thought you were talking about the Night King. I was like, walking like that.
He was giving me very Lose My Breath, though. The way they're formation, right? Mm-hmm. The ladies were in formation.
Strong.
So he comes around, and Theon looks at it. And then Theon, in true, you know, Greyjoy way, grabs his little stick. He's got one little stick. Mm-hmm. Okay, now the Night King has taken down a million people. He's got an army of the dead. Here comes Theon and his stick. And Theon just, and goes charging into battle by himself. Everybody looking around at Theon like, you know she gonna die, right? Everybody just stood there like, ain't nobody helping Theon. Nobody is charging the king. They said, all right, Theon, that's you, boo. Go for it. And Theon charged at the Night King. The Night King took the stick, broke it, stabbed him with it, and Theon was dead. We love you, Theon.
R.I.P.
And then, okay, so this was the epic battle. We saw that going down. In the beginning, though, you know, we have Ser Joah, who's getting ready to go into battle. He's leading. And here comes, just when you thought that you had seen the last of the red, here comes who? Melisandre. And Melisandre rides up. Now, I thought Melisandre might have been one of the dead at first. Remember, she comes riding up on the horse, and she's just like, clunk the clunk, not bothered. Like, the dead just were like, oh, okay, Red Witch, let her go on.
Just in the front of the entire war.
Yeah, thank you. She's like, oh, y'all about to have a war? Hold on real quick. I got something for you. What is she doing? But Melisandre rolled in. Okay, thank you, Melly. And she's like, I want to, you know, bless the swords or whatever. She called on the Lord of Light, and I was like, oh, Lord, here we go. Here we go with the Lord of Light, Lord, here we go. But I was shocked.
That scene was everything.
When they lit up like they were at Neon Carnival, okay?
it's about to go down.
Oh, it was going down. The Dothraki even looked at her like, all right then, bitch. All right, Miss Red Witch.
They had lit up the sky.
And, you know, I knew the Dothraki. They don't really live for witches like that. Because if we remember a witch is the one that put the spell on Khal Drogo, their leader, way back in the day, in that tent when Dany was going to have the baby or whatever. And Khal died. Khal was gone. So, yeah, I know they weren't a fan of witches. But anyhow, she lit those swords up, and I said, oh, it's going down. Mm-hmm. So then the anticipation builds, and you're like, okay, we might win this. We might win. We got the fiery swords. We got all the unsullied. The Dothraki ride into war with the dead. Honey, that was the scariest dark TV. I was looking at the TV. I thought I needed to turn the color up.
Yeah, a little bit.
I couldn't see nothing. Mm-hmm. But I guess that is how it is at night, number one.
And when you're fighting death.
And when you're fighting death in the dark, in the snow, in Belfast, Ireland. I mean, which is where they shoot the show, some of it. So, I was cracked. When they go into war and you're like, all right, go Dothraki. And then all of a sudden, you're not hearing no more Dothraki.
All the fire.
The fire starts quenching. It's going out.
Everybody just watching from afar. Like,
yeah, like, okay.
Just keep one light on, please.
Please. Show somebody out there fighting. Honey, the dead had took down the Dothraki. Then the Dothraki come running back.
Yeah, and that's what I was surprised about. When they actually come running back, I'm like, I thought they ate them all.
Honey, when the horses came a running, I would have turned too. Okay? When that horse came through, and that horse was not just, you know, just giddy up, and she was galloping, bitch. She was like, ga-da-dunk, ga-da-dunk, ga-da-dunk. I would have got on her back and rode my butt all the way down to Westeros, okay?
Yes.
But they kept on fighting. They did, and they fought the dead. That was an epic battle scene. Shout out to whoever filmed, recorded, cinematographed, whoever DP'd, whatever you did. Honey, you did that in the nighttime. Now, we keep on growing, and we see that Samwell Tarly shows up for the fight. Now, I thought Samwell was going to be down in the crypt. But no?
I'm still trying to learn the name, so remind me.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so Samwell Tarly. I love this. And for those of you who are listening who also do not follow the show, this is good catch up for you. Samwell Tarly and the mustard, too. Get it? Condiment jokes. Yes. Okay, so Samwell Tarly is the one who went to be the maester. He's Jon Snow's best friend, the guy who is with Gilly, and she named her baby Little Sam for him. You know, Gilly. She's like, you know, she used to be a wildling. Well, I guess she's still a wildling. But she's in love with Samwell Tarly. And Samwell is the one that Dany told in episode 1 that she burned up his family. Yes. Like, oh, your daddy. Oh, sorry, Randale. Oh, yeah, he gone. Oh, your brother, Rico. Oh, yeah, he gone too. So anyhow, Samuel Tarly shows up for the fight. We're like, all right, Samuel, you strong. You killed the White Walker before. But as we can see, even Samuel had to take off running. Okay. Yeah. He was like, oh, I'm out of here. Samuel takes off running. And then the man, there was one of the guys from the wall who had been with Samuel, who's like, I would never thought I'd see this day that Samuel Tarly had pulled a lady friend, had sex, and killed a White Walker. It's too much. But then that man died saving Samuel. And Samuel was like, all right. But then Samuel takes off running. But I was happy to see Samuel on the front line, weren't you?
Yeah. But definitely when he took off running, I was like, oh, he could have done something for his friend.
He did. He just rolled out. He was like, oh, damn.
He's like, too late.
Dead got you. Dead got you, boo. Okay, so Tyrion and Sansa, who are down in the crypt, have a really like a cute moment, right?
They do. I love it.
Yeah, it was really nice to see that. I mean, with so much going on in this battle, with so much fighting and death and just so much, it was nice to see that moment down in the crypt because we're worried about everybody, okay? I was nervous. I was nervous for everybody. And Sansa, you know, this reminds me of that moment that they had when down in Westeros, when the Lannisters were fighting I think it was Baratheons, yes, at the battle at the Blackwater, okay? And they thought, oh, if they win, if Robert Baratheon wins, then he's going to come down here and kill all the women and children. So Cersei had all her ladies in waiting all, like, in a room together. And then later she went and sat on the Iron Throne with her son Joffrey, because she was going to kill Joffrey. She was like, they ain't taking me, and they ain't taking Joffrey. I'm going to kill us both. But then they won, okay? So this reminds me of that moment when Sansa is down there with everyone, and they are, like, dead silent. But they do have a nice moment, because Tyrion, true Tyrion Lannister, is having a cocktail, okay? He was like, give me the jug of wine, because if I'm dying by the dead, I'm going to be full boots. Yes. So, but I like that part where he looked at Sansa and, you know, they were married. I guess technically they still are married. And she said to him, you were one of the best, or you were the best one of them all.
Yeah. I thought that was really sweet. I loved it. I definitely would be down there too, girl.
In the crypt?
Yes.
Oh, girl, no. I'm going to have to be fighting the dead, honey. I'm going to be fighting the dead with Dany. Even Dany was out there fighting the dead. Speaking of Daenerys, she gets on that dragon literally and takes off within the first couple minutes of battle. I don't think that was the plan originally.
No, because remember, and also in the beginning, the other guy was like, the Dark Knight hasn't even came. And she's like, I think she says like, war has already started or something like that. And then immediately she got on the dragon. So yeah. I think she was like, she's like, oh, everybody's going down. I have to also fight my battle also.
Well, quick note, Liam, the Dark Knight, yeah, that's Batman. And
what do they keep calling him?
I just messed with you. Oh. The Night King. The Night King. Yes. The Night King. Yes. Okay. Very good, though. But you're right. She did jump the. She jumped it a little bit and jumped on the dragon because, you know, she saw the Dothraki. Those are her people. She's been with them since Call. And they have been with her and served her faithfully. So when they ride into battle and then all of a sudden all their sword lights are going out, the battery's just dying and everything, she was like, oh, no, I'm going to go burn these.
Yeah,
dead.
As a queen, I think she felt a responsibility as a future to the throne.
Mm-hmm. We'll see. We shall see. But, okay, so Tyrion and Sansa, cute moment. And then Melisandre. Oh, get this one. This is real cute. So they're in the crypt, right? And then you guys may remember this. When she says to Tyrion, Sansa says to Tyrion, well, you know, we would probably have a little problem still being married because your allegiances are to your other queen. You know, she was being real cute, even at the moment of death, okay? Sansa is like, well, you know, could have been, but you got to serve Daenerys. And girl, you know, you've had this moment. I know y'all don't have this moment. When somebody is talking smack about your homegirl and you happen to be sitting there, okay? And Missandei was sitting there. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a homegirl. And she was like, what did she say, Liam? She was so good.
She had stepped in and just, yeah.
She was like, I wouldn't be talking too much about the. Basically, she was saying, you can't be talking about Daenerys with me sitting right here, baby. Right here.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, they're going to be fighting down in the crib.
Yes, cat fight.
Okay, so it was really creepy, though, too, Liam. I got, like, scared almost when this was like a thriller, like a suspense movie.
A little bit. For a while, I was like, oh my God, what movie am I watching?
Okay, right. Yeah. Because they shot this so well. It was like, because we know Winterfell. You know, we've seen, Winterfell almost feels like a home, you know? And to see these characters like all there in Winterfell and this place be like a horror house now. Not to be confused with a whorehouse. That's a different place in Winterfell. But a horror house, because so much is going on here. And the creepiest part to me was when they were down in the crypt and Tyrion and Sansa and everyone down there is like being dead silent because you can hear
everybody going chaos upstairs.
Right.
The dead had finally made their way into the castle. And I think that's literally when I was like on the edge of my seat. I was like, oh my God, they're literally about to get them down in that crypt.
Oh yeah. And you're stuck in the crypt. Yeah. I mean, there was no emergency exit from the crypt. No. You're just like, okay, well, I guess I'm waiting on death to come chew me up.
Okay. So yeah, I definitely think I would have been panicking at that moment hearing everything upstairs going on.
Yeah, there were so many creepy moments. Like when Aya, who was out there, she's like, I'm going to be in the fight. I'm going to be out here doing it. And then they start chasing her. And she's in, like, I don't know if it was the library, because there were rows. I think it was books and stuff. So
they're in a library. But even before that, when she got picked up by the giant and he was squeezing her.
Oh, that's little Leanna. Oh. Leanna of Marmont. Now, that's a different little girl. I know okay, they got the same hairstyle, so it was kind of difficult. But so she was like, I want to fight. And they're like, you're a little girl. And she was like, no, I'm going to lead my people. I'm going to fight. And I'm proud of her.
She's badass.
Yeah, and she even had a death moment. See, everybody, I thought only the big characters get like death moments. But she had a death moment. Mm-hmm. She was like, giant came through, giant squeezing.
Yes.
I mean, I heard ribs cracking. Poor baby. But she was like, I'm going to take you out my final breath. And she was in there like Xena, the little baby princess warrior, honey. She ran, she got that thing and stabbed that giant in the eye. And if we remember, the giant's been stabbed in the eye a lot. I mean, I think when the giant broke through, when they were chasing Ramsay Bolton, and maybe that, I don't know if that's the same giant, but that giant got killed and they shot an arrow. Ramsay actually shot an arrow through that nice giant's giant eye. And then that giant came back and got stabbed again in the eye.
So there must be more than one giant, no?
Yeah, there were. There were more than one giant. In my heart, this was the same one, though. In my heart.
Yeah, but that library scene was epic, too.
Oh, scary. Scary. Yeah, I mean,
it gave me that kind of like Harry Potter kind of vibe. Like, you know, like the hidden like library and like everybody's just quiet. Like, yeah.
That would freak me out. As a matter of fact, I'm not reading books no more. I ain't going to the public library. Nope. The dead might be over in the section with the nonfiction, and I'm just not going to go to the library. So there you go.
I would have thrown the book, too, to distract everybody.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's going to work. Girl, you and Theon should sit together, okay? That would be lovely.
She got out of it.
She did. Now, Aya was smart, and I love that scene where she runs into Red Priestess, Red Witch, Melisandre, and then she's like, you know, Melisandre looks at her because Melisandre, you know, through the Lord of the Light, knows that everyone has a purpose and a destiny. And the man with the patch, you know, he came back. He helped save Aya. He really did. And the zombies ended up eating him and then he died. But he served his purpose. The Lord didn't have to bring him back no more. Why? He served his purpose. What was his purpose? Save Aya Stark.
Yeah. And I remember because we earlier, and they had that moment, the two of them, and I was like, is she a witch? And you're like, no, but something about that moment where they had made eye contact.
Yes, because remember, you're talking about Aya and the Red Priestess, when they first made eye contact, something was weird. She remembered she had met her once before, way back in the early seasons, and she told her that she was going to kill lots of people, basically see them to their end, with brown eyes, with, you know, I think it was brown eyes, green eyes, and blue eyes. And what she meant by blue eyes, oh, we're going to talk about it. Oh, we're going to talk about it. Oh, we're going to talk about it. Honey, you're listening to Living with Shangela. You're listening to the Game of Thrones SheCap Recap. Liam and I are here talking about episode 3, The Long Night. Okay, something we have been waiting for. The night was long, and it was dark, and it was full of terror, baby. Yes, it was. And we were so thrilled to see Aya Stark. You know, because when Melisandre, the Red Priestess, looks at her, and she goes, what do we say? What we tell death today? What do we tell death? And she said, not today. Not today.
Satan.
I know, that could have been ripped right from Bianca Del Rio. There are a lot of memes going around right now that says Bianca Del Rio is like the red, the red. Oh, I got to get this one out. The red priestess is saying, and what do we tell death? And then it's Bianca's face on Arya Stark's body saying, not today, Satan. Okay, so we keep on going with the battle, and we will get to that epic ending scene for sure. But we get to the battle, and we see these dragons, okay? The dragons are going in. Now, we knew that the dead dragon, I guess the undead dead dragon, the dragon that was dead, that's undead now, that used to be dead, but ain't no dead no more. That dragon with the blue fire was coming. Mm-hmm. And some people say because there was so much snow and ice and everything, was the blue dragon breathing ice or was the blue dragon breathing fire? Now, at first, I was like, that's interesting. I don't know. But we cheated. Liam and I did. We looked at the internet.
My guess was ice.
You were wrong. Because if you guys remember, back at the end, in the season finale of season 7, where the dragon, the Night King, brings the undead dragon Viserion to the wall, he burned down the wall of ice, okay? And you can't burn down ice with ice. So he didn't have icy breath. He had that good old blue fire, which is like the hottest fire there is when the fire turns blue. If you grew up with a gas stove in your house, you know. Yes. So Viserion comes and we have this epic battle between the dragons. And then all of a sudden they're above the clouds. And I was like, I guess Jon and Daenerys have the best breathing ability. I mean, the strongest lungs in all of Winterfell and all the Seven Kingdoms, because most people couldn't breathe up there.
I love that scene with the dragons in the air. I thought it was so cool.
Yeah, it looked gorgeous, but I was like, I'm happy there are no 747s or planes, because that could be a hazard, really. Just flying up with your dragons all up in the airspace and all that. I don't know. Anyhow, so the show was amazing. The show was epic. The show was everything I think that we had been wanting to happen. And then here comes the Night King for Bran. And Bran, you know, Bran is just chilling in the chair, not bothered, you know, and he's like, you know, he went looking for the Night King to let him know I'm right here as a raven. Remember when he rolled his eyes back and was mm-hmm. like, oh, you know. Okay, so he goes, he said, lets the Night King know where he is at the tree, and they come to the tree. Night King is like, oh, I'm coming for you, because he wants Bran. And he gets there, and they tricked him. So Theon runs at him. Theon's gone, right? And then out of nowhere, the darkness, here comes a leaping, flying, hidden dragon, crouching tiger, House of Daggers, flying Arya Stark. And we thought, oh, she's about to kill him. And Night King snatches her by the neck, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, he about to shake the shit out of Arya. No, please. Oh, Lord. But nope. Arya, swift, quick, smart, trained, not today, drops that Valyrian steel out of one hand, does a 1-2 catch in the lower hand, and stabs him. Now, we saw earlier that the dragon, you know, Daenerys is on the dragon. She was like, goodbye, Night King, I'm about to burn you. And what happened?
Nothing.
The Night King arose from the flames. Okay, he's like, you can't take me down. Which makes me think, was he part Targaryen?
Ooh.
Maybe. There's a theory. Ooh, am I putting theories out?
Yes, you are.
Girl, I'm putting theories out. I am doing theories today. Ooh, I'm excited. Okay, so that being said, that was very like, what? So we see that the Night King can't be burned, but he was created, remember, with Valyrian skill. When the children of the forest first created him, they pushed that Valyrian blade into his heart, basically. So the Valyrian still can't kill him, and that's what Arya does. She takes that dagger, and the Night King
explodes. Expecting it to go that fast.
I know, right? You would think that they would have, you know, honestly, I didn't think the Night King was going to show up. I thought they were going to set the trap for him, and instead he was like, I'm smarter than this. I'm going to fly this dragon down to Westeros, burn up Cersei and all that army, and then come back and fight this. Y'all go ahead and do what you need to do. But he didn't. He fell for it. And then he died, and just what we thought, everyone who he had turned, which was basically everyone, all
collapsed.
Just
done.
Just glass breaking, just gone. And that's a wrap. Okay. And that's a wrap. And we see at the end, Ser Joah, who had been so faithful to Daenerys. I mean, he fought for Daenerys, honey, until his last breath. They done chewed on this man. They done took half his face. They had stabbed him, bit him, you know, mauled him. And he was still on two legs like, you ain't getting Khaleesi.
So good. We need a man like that. I love that scene. It was so good when she just held him.
You know, yeah, even the dragon was like, damn.
Yeah, I got to just lay here with
I'm
y'all.
Just going to have to lay here and console my sister.
Yes. So beautiful to see. And it I was. Didn't even know their relationship, but you could tell that she just had so much heart and just hurt for him. So
yeah, he was in love with her like his entire life or since he met her. And he had betrayed her once, but she told him, you know, go away. He came back, fought for her, proved himself. He got touched by the bad people who turned this something. He had a disease where it turned his skin to rocks, but Samwell Tarly ended up saving him. So he came back to Khaleesi again. He just kept coming back. He was a constant in her life, and she always felt protected with him around. And he fought for her until he died.
So sweet.
So sweet. Oh, we need a man like that. Oh, Lord. Okay, so that was The Long Night, honey. It was an hour and a half. It was epic. It was everything. And now where do we go?
I know. Well, I have no idea, but where do we go?
Oh, we go to Westeros. We going to Westeros, and seriously, we all come out. I watch Leslie from Saturday Night Live. Les Dog is what her Instagram handle is, Leslie Jones, and I love her, listening to her talk about it while she watches the show, because it's basically also how I feel and hopefully how you guys feel listening to this, like, oh yes, exactly, bitch, exactly. And she was like, oh, Cersei, we coming for that ass. We are coming for you, Cersei. Get ready. You didn't want to help us with the dead? Well, we defeated the dead. And now we're coming for you, and we're coming for Euron, we're coming for the ships, and we're coming for the Iron Throne. I don't know who's going to sit on the Iron Throne yet. Is it Jon? Is it Daenerys? Is it Sansa? Is it Tyrion? Don't know. However, is it Arya? Is it the Hound? Who knows, okay? But I'll tell you one thing. Seriously, it won't be you, baby. Oh, we're coming for you.
Oh, you don't think?
Oh, hell to the no.
Okay.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
We don't like Cersei.
Mm-mm. Now, she looks sickening.
Okay.
She
okay.
does look sick. I mean, she got on an evil, nasty coat every week. She has some chains and things and designs, a little crop top with a crown. But I'm going to tell you right now, oh, she about to die.
I love a villain, though.
Yeah, well, she is a villain, all right. But she got to go. And so does Euron. And I ain't for killing pregnant women. Don't think about that. It is just that she did not help us.
No.
She could have helped us. She lied. She stayed down there in good old nice Westeros, getting a tan, laid out probably by the pool with some Dornish people, friends, who knows. But
she has her own to protect.
You know what? I can't with you. I cannot.
I know. Just trying to ruffle your feathers.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm ruffled, bitch. I'm ruffled. Because Cersei, I can't believe she did us like that. And you know what? For a moment, I thought, you know what? We're going to put our differences aside and work together. But she didn't want to work with us. And we killed the dead. And now they coming for her. Oh, she's on Aya's list. And Aya is scratching names left and right.
Oh, my God. So that means more people are going to die.
Somebody going to die. Oh, yes. Oh, more people are going to die. It's not over. We are only on episode 3. We have, I believe, 3 more episodes.
We went into full-on war already.
Yes, I know. It's the season. It's so everything. It is everything. Okay. We're going to go to Instagram Live right now. We're going to go on Instagram Live. I'm at It's Shangela on Instagram. So you guys listening right now, this is being recorded. So you can't go there now. But always come and check us out on Instagram, because when we are recording, we let people know, and then you're able to type in some questions. So we got some questions from our friends over on Instagram about what is going down so far with Game of Thrones, especially just after episode 3, The Long Night. Ooh, it was long. It was an hour and 31 minutes. Ooh, it was long and everything. Okay, Liam, do we have a question about Game of Thrones? Okay, and before we get into that, real quick, let me just also say thank you guys so much for tuning in. I'm having so much fun. Liam and I are having so much fun chatting with you about something that, I mean, I thoroughly love. And, oh, trust me, I'm bringing in the masses to love it as well. Liam, you are converted.
I am. I have to go back and watch from season 1 now. But I will say that even just watching from episode 3 is just like you're immediately in.
So oh, you're in.
I suggest it to everybody. We can all start together.
Yes, let's get it together, honey. Yes, yes. So anyhow, this episode really has given me like so many questions about what's going to happen next. I mean, is there a possibility that Cersei will still be on the Iron Throne? That she can beat Daenerys? I mean, she has Daenerys has the dragons, right? Daenerys has two dragons. We came out of this war with two still full-grown great dragons. We see how amazing the dragons are. Will Daenerys be able to conquer Westeros? Will Cersei pull out her little, you know, dragon-killing machine and go for it with that and get us? I don't know. There are so many questions now that I have, and I cannot wait until next week's episode. And then for us to come right here on Living with Shangela and dish all about it. All right.
Well, somebody from Instagram Live says Cersei is the real villain of the season.
I mean, yes, she has been a villain consistently throughout the whole thing, but is she the real villain? I mean, Cersei has never been out there. She has never picked up a sword. She has never been like, ksh, ksh. Although she did kill everybody in the Septum. Okay, let's talk about that. She wiped out half the city, people who opposed her. She has gone after everyone who has come after her and basically let them have it. She is smart. She is crafty. But I thought really the Night King was a major villain in this. He was out there on the front lines of war. I remember Ramsay Baldwin was a horrible villain in this. But you're right. The person is right. Cersei has remained. She has remained. And we'll see her taken down. Oh, yes. We coming for you, Cersei. We coming for you.
How does Game of Thrones affect your life since you started it?
Who asked me that?
His name is Luis Cruda.
Hi, Luis. Okay. How has Game of Thrones affected my life? Well, you know what? Because I work so much as a drag queen on the go, and also just as an entertainer, and there's just so much stuff to do all the time. I try not to get into too many shows because then I feel really bad because I can't catch up on them and I'm behind and then I lose track. So I like Lena Waithe's The Chi. I loved Scandal and I love How to Get Away with Murder and Game of Thrones and Veep. Those are my shows. And Game of Thrones specifically, oh, duh, in Drag Race, hello. but Game of Thrones specifically because I love like these period style pieces that show us like a different type of life that we never had any experience with, maybe. I don't know, unless you were born in, you know, the 1400s.
Medieval time-ish.
Yeah, total medieval times. I'm a Renny Fair kind of girl, but you will never be a Renny Fair kind of girl. But that being said, I love the show. I think it's a good combination of like fantasy and it has its suspense, it has thriller, it's smart. And for someone who I never read the books, so I came in really fresh with this and really got addicted. And it really has become a part of my life. And I'm going to be so sad when this last season is over. I know there's going to be prequels and different stuff created, but it's just been something really cool to be able to talk to people about too. And like, it's kind of like, you know, when we talk to everybody about RuPaul's Drag Race, we're like, oh girl, did you see this? And it helps you to build like even a great community around the conversation. So that's why I love it. It's a big part of my life. And I am the Daenerys Stormborn of drag. Okay, the Daenerys Stormborn of drag.
STFU, I'm tired. Asks, what's your
I thought you would just tell me STFU, I'm tired. I was like, what? STFU too? No.
She wants to know, what's your fave Game of Thrones season?
What is my fave Game of Thrones season? Okay, I think it was season 3 that ended with the Red Wedding. That was interesting. That was an interesting season. Season 6 and 7 were both very good to me. I feel like season 1 was interesting. It laid like the bones, you know, the skeleton for the show. And that was interesting. But yeah, I would have to say season 3, 6, and 7. And this one is shaping up to be amazing too.
Eden underscore Buroff, will Jon Snow have to kill Daenerys?
No.
You don't think?
No. Oh, my God. Unless they want me to pull a Tommen, take off my crown, and go diving off the third floor. Probably 19th floor. No. That would just be too twisted. No, that can't happen. That can't happen that John has to kill Daenerys or Daenerys has to kill John. No.
Oh, my God.
No.
That would be so good.
Girl, this is not Days of Our Lives, Bold and the Beautiful. Okay? That is not going down.
My prediction was somebody wakes up and it was all a dream.
No. Okay, you want the folks to riot on Westeros? You let somebody wake up. Tyrion. It was a drunken nightmare all 8 seasons.
Yes, about to have a feast.
Yes. Okay, one more.
Okay,
one more.
MTVS Jordan Simpson. But are the dragons completely healthy after that battle? I'm so scared.
Well, that was a lot of wear and tear on the dragon. But I will say we've seen the dragons fight before. We've seen the dragons wounded before, and they seem to be fine. So apparently there's a mediclinic or somewhere for dragons that the dragons are going to and getting better or healing, because I think with a little rest, recuperation, some green tea with honey and lemon, they're going to be all right. The dragons are going to be all right. And then we will see what happens when we see Cersei down in Westeros. Oh, we coming. Everybody, thank you so much for tuning in today. Thank you guys on Instagram Live. Thank you, Liam, for chatting with me today.
Woo.
And staying awake last night, starting the show at 2 a.m., you know. We finished, and we are through the long night and ready for the day. Okay, let's do this. Everybody, thank you for tuning in. Make sure you can catch us over on Apple and Stitcher and Spotify. And subscribe. Hit that little button and subscribe. That way, we all know that we're building this cool community. And remember, stay tuned, because in May, the prequel SheCap recaps, these Game of Thrones, will be over. However, we're having like guests. I can't wait to tell you who my first major guest is on the podcast that's coming so soon. But in May, we're going to launch the full-on podcast, and we'll be talking about a lot more than just Game of Thrones. But right now, it's all about dun 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 dun. We're out.
Goodbye.